Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Cameron Ty.
Come again?
Can you hear me? Hi, my name is Cameron Ty.
How can I help you, Mr. Ty?
I was calling because I was online trying to file a unemployment claim, and the website I went through and did like put as much of my information as I could, and that website said they couldn't finish it online, so I had to call you.
Alrighty, and what's that social?
It's going to be 426-699-8851.
All right, Mr. Ty, what is your date of birth?
It's going to be 6690.
And your mother's maiden name?
Karen Ty. Karen, well, hold on. Which one is the maiden name, Keith?
Maiden name is the name before she was married.
Oh, it'd be Doggett.
All righty.
Because she still goes by all three of them.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school, including any time you spent in college?
Some college.
All right, and how many years? Alrighty, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state was it issued in?
Mississippi.
Alrighty, and what is that license number?
800-815-965.
Alright, Mr. Ty, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either through direct deposit into a checking or savings account of a traditional bank or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. Is that checking or savings?
Checking.
All righty. And what is that routing number?
It's going to be, hold on 1 second. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's going to be 103-100-195.
And just confirm that's 103-100-195.
Yes, sir.
And what is your account number?
2481-0262-6285.
All right, so just to confirm that's 248-102-626-285.
Yes, sir.
All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
I'm going to just still use my Mississippi address for now. Due to 2030 County Road 2223, Corinth, Mississippi.
And what zip code?
3834.
All right. What is it? And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No. It will be the same, 23 County Road 223.
All right. And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And
what is my permanent address like that? That's my main address. Like, if you're going to find me anywhere, that's the address that's wrong. Okay, yeah. Or if you can reach me through somebody there, that's my parents' address.
All right. What is a good phone number to reach you at?
It's going to be 662-643-7643.
All right. Just to confirm that address, I have 23 County Road 223 in Corinth, Mississippi, 38834.
Yes, sir.
All right. And just so you know, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay? Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1994 Suzuki Sidekick, a 2001 Saturn L Series, a 2003 Mitsubishi Eclipse, a 2004 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, or none of the above?
2003 Eclipse.
What color is your 1994 Plymouth Acclaim?
Oh, sorry. I don't have a night. I thought you were going to ask about the Eclipse. I'm sorry. No. I don't have a 1999 Plymouth Acclaim.
So you never had one?
Mm-mm.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3613 Hedgewood Cove, 8320 White's Crossing Drive, 879 Magnolia Road, 910 Gaines Road, or none of the above?
Gaines Road. I'm almost positive that was it's the first three part I'm not 100% on because I don't remember numbers that well, but I'm almost positive 910 Gaines Road was my old address. If I had to put money on it, I would say it was 910.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir. You said for the federal government as a United States civilian?
Yes.
Like, have you worked? You mean like for actually like military, or you mean like just working like at Wendy's or like working at a company?
So civilian would count as working as any department. So if you're working for, say, the IRS, you would be working for the federal government as a civilian.
Oh, no. Then no. I haven't. I just want to make sure I understood that correctly. Then no.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
Yes. I mean, I'm here a pretty good bit, actually. I just work here. I'm just in between moving at the moment.
All righty. Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Did I do what?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that?
It's called the Trade Readjustment Allowance.
Oh, no. I don't even know what that is.
All right. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
I can't hear you. I'm trying to hear you a little bit. For some reason, the phone's going out a little bit.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
What's disaster unemployment assistance? Like just filing for unemployment, or are you talking about, of course, the pandemic?
Neither. It's if you were to lose your job due to a natural disaster such as hurricane, tornado.
Oh, no.
And what is the last day that you worked?
It would have been, hold on, let me get the date. Today is the 14th, so it would have been the 7th. The 7th.
February?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
All righty. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir. Hopefully soon. Life works hard.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have a real estate license.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving work pension other than Social Security from an employer from you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, not receiving anything from anybody.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I mean, I've been driving from one state to another state for about a year and a half, up to the last 6 months, so about an hour.
How many miles?
Not really sure how many miles that equate to, so let's just say 100, I guess.
All right. What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Actually, let's say 50 miles, because I don't know if 100 is too far, but I'm not good at numbers. Pay, I guess 16, 17, I don't know.
All right.
Whatever I can get at the moment.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I've never used union hiring hall. I usually use Indeed or ZipRecruiter or just go in person.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
All righty. What was your job title at that job?
Assistant store manager.
All right. And are you looking for work in that same occupation?
Yes, but I mean, I'm actually looking to branch out to a lot of the jobs I filled out for are in sales, but a lot of it is in logistics, numbers, and like maybe even customer care. Just trying to see if I decide I want to branch out a little bit farther in the sales.
All right, and who was your most recent employer?
Would have been Signet Jewelers or K Jewelers. I'm not sure which one you have to use. Signet is the parent company, and K Jewelers is the actual logo I worked for.
According to your pay stub, what is the name that it goes by? Or your W-2?
S-I-G-N-E-T. It should say Signet. Let me grab my W-2 real quick instead of giving you half answers. So I can give you a whole answer. On the W-2, it says Sterling Inc.
All righty. And what's the phone number for the store that you last worked at?
Hold on one second, because I did not know by heart. It is 205-849-9505.
All right. Can you repeat that for me one more time?
205-849-9505.
All right. And what city was that located in?
Fultondale, Alabama.
You said Fultondale?
Yes, sir. Fultondale, Alabama.
All right. And when did you start working for the company?
I think it was like back in December. I got rehired back in December 2019.
So December of 2019?
Yes, sir. My first day back would have been in January, my first official day back. It was January 20th.
Of 2019?
No, 2020.
All right. And then you said you were let go on the 7th of this month.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, I do not plan on receiving that pay.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. Didn't even know you could apply for a pension from an employer. I'm not really sure about all that stuff.
And why do you no longer work for that company?
They claim, because again, it's very short, they claim that it was due to tardiness. But I've actually been out for like the last, probably about four of the last 6 months. And yes, I had been late before and had been counseled for whatever about 6 or 7 months previously. Have not been recently counseled for it, have not had anything to say anything to it about. The day that I was late was due to an accident, and I did call. I actually called 2 hours ahead of time and let the manager on duty know what was going on. And they said they were fine with staying until I was actually able to come in. So I didn't, not no call, no show, and I still went into work. I just couldn't make it in at the time I was supposed to be there. And so I called 2 hours ahead of time. And so that's what they said. But in my opinion, it has to do with the fact that I had called our corporate tips line and been talking to them about the store manager. And we had a lot of issues in the store. And I personally feel like it was retaliation because it just happened to come right after I had told this store, after I had texted the district manager over the weekend and told him that I didn't feel right being in the store and that I didn't think that it was okay for me to continue being treated the way I was being treated. And I had told him that if something didn't change, that I was going to either have to go or transfer out of the store. And literally, he stopped texting. He never did reply to that message. And then the Monday after, I get let go.
And what's the name of the person who discharged you?
Would have been, I'm not really sure how all that works or how that works because, like I said, store manager didn't mention anything to me, hadn't said anything to me about me being tardy or late or anything like that. I have an issue with it or still being late enough to where it's an issue or anything like that. So I'm not really sure. The store manager and the district manager was back there. But literally, I walked in the door, clocked in, they said step in the back, and he was like, well, hey, Kay is choosing to end your employment with us today because you were late twice last week. And I was like, no, I wasn't late once. And the time.
And what was the name of the person that told you that?
Oh, would have been, sorry about that. Would have been James and Candace. And Candace is the store manager. James is the district manager. But ultimately, Candace would have been the one that was technically the one letting me go. Since I'm an assistant manager, I believe they have to have it. I think it has to be a store manager.
And were you discharged on the 7th?
Yes, sir. I was discharged on the 7th. Yes, sir. And do you mind if I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Do you know if, because I actually have like a lot of information to actually prove what I'm saying, do you know if me filing unemployment will affect me starting a legal case?
No.
Okay. That's why I was just wondering if that would affect that or not.
All right. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld? For federal income tax?
Yes, sir.
All right. And do you have pen and paper? And just let me know when you're ready.
I will be 1 second. If I wouldn't have to look for one, I would have had one right in front of my face.
All right, so your PIN number is 5190.
5190?
Yes.
All righty.
All right. And then if you are approved for benefits, hold on, no, I'm way ahead of that. The following instructions are, and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for an eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for a work for work and maintain an up-to-date registrations with your local employment service or career center in your local area. A failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your Social Security number and the PIN you used for this claim, or the PIN that I actually just gave you.
Yes, sir.
For when you file your weekly certification, you can file online by going to labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Or you can file by telephone by calling 800-752-7389.
All righty.
You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits.
Okay.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning that this Sunday is when you'll start making your weekly certifications. You have until 5 p.m. on Friday to make it. Come again?
You said this coming Sunday? You said this coming Sunday?
Yes, the 20th.
Okay. Okay, so I don't need to file this week for last week. Just
correct.
So. Okay, cool.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Mr. Ty, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. I do not. No, that was it. That's all I knew when it needed. Thank you for everything and your information and time being patient with me.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You have a complete great day as well. And I'm sorry, I don't know if it was my phone that was staticky or not, if it was yours. I just want to let you know that I just couldn't really hear that well most of the conversation. But if it was my fault, I do apologize.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.